Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
You know, I guess one person can make a difference. Enough said.
Good morning!
It's Tuesday.
Let's begin the show.
What is this show?
Comedy, music, live.
Try to pretend you're back in your college radio station.
Hey, listen, you're not trying to get me to smoke pot, are you?
100% digital broadcast.
I love this show.
Me too.
It's today Tuesday.
Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's show time.
Hey, true believers. Excelsior.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Counting down the days until holiday. Little holiday break. Yeah. This weather, I don't want to complain. Here comes Tim running in. Yeah, you're late. You can run all you want, but we started already like 7 minutes ago.
No way 7 minutes
ago.
I'll tell you what happened. I parked right next to you, and as I got in, I realized I was way too close, and I was going to hear about it from Courtney Langham. So I readjusted. Otherwise, I'd have been here at the beginning.
Uh-huh. 7 minutes of readjusting.
It took me 15 minutes to readjust.
Well, hi, Tim. Welcome back.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, guys. How were your travels over the weekend?
Adventurous. There were some ups and some downs, and hit some bad weather yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But altogether, real fun.
Here, you can use those headphones since you can hear you, so you can hear Lance. So Lance wasn't here yesterday. You weren't here yesterday. Sue Thomas was supposed to be in, and she was under the weather. Bad day to get sick, Sue. Poor thing. You know she was stressed about it.
Yeah.
So we had Frank Ladd. It was me, Kevin, and Frank Ladd for an hour.
Yeah. No way.
Right. Yes.
How was that?
It was all right.
Courtney likes to call that hell.
It was not. Let me just put it this way, Tim. Our first break consisted of talking endlessly about the show Matt Houston.
Yeah.
What is that?
Lee
that,
Horsley.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're not doing it again.
Lance, yeah.
Kevin got hooked on Matt Houston. I've never heard of it either, Tim.
It was a show.
It's a spinoff?
No. It was a show back in the early 80s, and there's a television channel called
Decades.
Yep. And they were running a Matt Houston marathon. I used to watch this show when I was a kid Saturday night.
Why are we doing this again?
Do you know what it was?
Did you cover this yesterday?
Yes, we did. That's what I'm trying to move on.
No. There's too much good stuff here.
Oh, there's not.
It was ABC's answer to Magnum P.S.
Yes, right. Kevin mentioned that yesterday.
Right. And who was in it?
Lee Horsley, who then went on to do
Never
a show called Guns of Paradise, and he's like a huge, my wife's a huge fan of his. Like, this is one of her childhood crushes. So all I kept hearing was, ooh, I would love to get...
How is Sarah so much younger than me, yet so much older than me?
You know,
me?
If you did a Western back in the 80s or the 70s, my wife is in love with you. So she's like, can we get Guns of Paradise? Maybe. What a great Christmas gift. So I'm like, okay, we're going to be looking
You know
for that.
The next time you're doing it, Lee Horsley is what she's thinking about.
Last time you were doing it, Lee Horsley is what she's thinking about.
All right, so that's what we did.
I'm sorry I missed that.
It continued then to the next break because Kevin begged for people to text.
Oh, boy.
If they knew who that was.
Yeah.
And he got a text.
Oh, and here's my wife chiming in right now.
You got a text?
He got a text.
And several pictures of a young and rugged handsome Lee Horsley.
You know, that's kind of funny. What weird person did you have a big crush on when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Like, weird. Lee Horsley's weird. Let's be honest. That is an
odd. I gotta see him and then I'll determine.
Yeah, here's the text from my wife. It's 19 here with a wind chill. Maybe in the single digits. I'm dressed in layers, but the love of Lee Horsley will keep me warm.
A lot of thumb typing.
But weird, you know, like when I was like a little girl, like 3-4 years old, I loved Mark Spitz.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know if I knew what a crush was then.
Right.
But I just, you know, he was the Olympics.
Yeah.
There was something about stashes for young girls when they were young. I don't know what it is.
We are referring to some very very follicle-clad gentleman.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So, like, what weird person. Like, can you remember somebody when you were really young that you had a big crush on?
Yeah, but not that it was weird.
Like,
I mean, Cindy Crawford isn't like, what?
No, that's right. Not weird at all. Yeah. Lee Horsley. I don't know if anyone can beat Lee Horsley.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Don't throw up the gauntlet.
Yeah. Or her other crush, the guy that stepped in for the original Bo Brady. Not Peter Reckle, who played Bo Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I think it's a Robert Coker Kelly.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That guy...
I know. Yeah. He lives here.
Yeah, he lives around here. Or used to. I don't know if he still does.
Yeah.
He was like a pilot.
So text us. I would love to just go down memory lane with you. Your weird crush that you had. Maybe you kept it a secret because you were embarrassed. It was Lee Horsley. 314-531-9898. Call us. We'd love to talk to you as well. But yeah, we're glad your trip went well. I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry you got stuck in bad weather.
That's all right.
What do you think of this weather?
Here's the deal. I don't mind all this stuff as it leads up to Christmas because it all feels like the holidays. In January, I get super depressed because it's winter with no payoff. But right now, I mean, no, listen, I don't love it. It's not ideal.
It's a little cold.
But it's like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and it's in January where it hits me hard. I'm not fun to be around.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad for my brother-in-law because he has a lighting business. And this time of year, they go on houses. They put up lights, and then they take them down after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But 70 homes want their lights up before Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving's really early.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's cold out
And it's cold. Ooh. That wind is, it'll just rip right through you right now. So if you work outdoors, we're sorry we're complaining inside of our studio. But I will tell you, our office is really cold.
It really is.
All right, so today on the show, we have Miss Connections with Lance Hildebrand,
who
can now see clearly after his second eye surgery.
Oh, yeah. First time since the age of 6.
That's great.
Isn't that awesome?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So he'll do that around 7:25 this morning. Also, we have your chance to qualify for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give your first opportunity when you hear the carolers at 8:10. Call in. Caller 20 qualifies. You'll be one of 100 qualifiers that are going to join us at West County Center on December 14th. And all week long, we're giving tickets away for Blues Hockey Fights Cancer Night at Enterprise Center. They take on the Winnipeg Jets on November 24th, and $5 per ticket goes toward cancer research at Siteman Center. And we will have those tickets for you this morning as well. Anything else I'm forgetting? Foodstuffs, of course, with Tim and all the regulars. But text us about your weird crush or give us a call at 531-9898. Weather-wise, it's cold. It's going to be sunny, though, maybe today. Breezy, cold, high of 32. Then we're dropping down to 19 tonight.
Mm.
Oh. And then tomorrow, back up into the 30s. That's good, 37. But then we stay on that trend Thursday. And then Friday, it's going to be much warmer than today, high of 48. Right now?
Right now, it is 23 degrees.
All right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. The whole gang's back together, at least until next week. And it's partial crew again. We were talking about your weird teen crush. And Kevin's wife, Sarah, had a bunch of bizarre ones. I mean, they're not bizarre to her, but they were odd.
Yeah, they were.
The guy
she married Kevin, so you wouldn't expect her to have, like, traditional...
That's a good point, Tim.
No, I think that's a good thing for Kevin.
Right. You
that
know,
means she's into... You know,
Kevin hopes you were still parking your car at this point.
So we've got, let's
he
go
knows
down.
What I mean.
I know. Get it.
Let's go down the line of some of her weird crushes. Thank you, Sarah, for the content today, first of all. The guy from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Joe Lando.
Is that the guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
The Bo Brady number two.
Robert Coker Kelly.
This Lee Horsley. Hassles.
I had to look him up.
And then more recent, though, she's gone to more stereotypical good-looking men like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So we asked you to call in about or text us about your weird teen crushes. We got some texts at 531-9898, Kev.
A couple weird ones. Tootie from The Facts of Life.
She was pretty darn cute, yeah, though, with her little ponytails.
You know, and this one's probably not the weird one. Eric Estrada.
Weird at all.
I think if you were a John fan, maybe.
Still a good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Still in love with Taylor Hanson.
That's not weird.
And then maybe you guys remember this newscaster, Stan Stovall.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Channel 5 back in the day,
yeah.
Huh. All right. We have some calls on the line. Hey, what was your obscure teen crush?
My crush was Michael Landon. Cute little Joe Cartwright. But really, it was his pinto pony. I think I had a bigger crush on the pony than I did on him.
A bigger crush on who?
The pony?
The pony. It's gorgeous. His little pinto. It's gorgeous.
That's a different topic.
You know what? Yeah. You know what's funny about this? I don't know if you heard yesterday, but that was also another one of Sarah's childhood crushes, yep. Michael Landon.
Yeah, I get it.
Paul Ingalls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye. Great day.
Hey, 198, do you want to share your weird childhood crush?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Topanga from Boy Meets World.
That's so not weird. That's like every boy.
Everybody, yeah.
Every boy. Look, she just got married, you know.
Yeah, yeah. My wife knows I love her.
Yeah, now that's not weird at all. That is right in the norm of who you should be having crushes on.
Topanga and Kelly Kapowski.
Right.
Now, if you would have said Vicky from It's a Small... Or It's a... What is it?
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder.
That would be weird. That's weird. That's weird.
But right. Well, that's the only weird one I got.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, bud.
Okay. You can continue texting us at 531-9898 with your weird... You understand what weird is, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Unconventional.
Right. Yes. Lance, what about you? You know Lance has some bizarro one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crushes. Wow, I haven't really thought about it.
Well, we've been talking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it. I've been soaking in everybody else's input. I know when we were first starting to talk about this, I was surprised that Kevin didn't toss out Erin Gray.
Oh, Erin Gray from Buck Rogers.
She was pretty high.
Yeah.
And wow. Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons,
that's right.
That's right.
Oh, really? Silver Spoons, yeah.
Yeah, you had blonde and brunette. So, you know, like vanilla and chocolate.
What?
What?
No, she was blonde in Buck Rogers, and then when she went to Silver Spoon, she was brunette.
Okay.
So, yeah, you had both flavors.
Both.
Right. Yes, she's a good one.
All right, Lance, I know you've been busy. If you can think of a weird one.
I can think of a weird one. If I set my mind to it, I can come up with
something.
I'm
going to give you some time. Okay. Jennifer called in that terrible accident that happened early this morning on 64 in Boone's Crossing. She said you can't get on Baxter at all. You have to go all the way down to Wild Horse Creek past the mall, and eventually you get back on the highway.
So she's trying to go Chesterfield Airport Road and get on Baxter?
I think she already got back. I think she was trying to get on 64, maybe.
Yeah, you have to. Here's the deal. All right, let's give you the big picture. We had a crash late in the 4 o'clock hour on eastbound 6440, just past Boone's Crossing. What they've done is they've closed down the highway, probably will be closed for a while they clear it and investigate it. And by the way, quick side note, there's one lane closed on the westbound side as well. But what they're going to do on eastbound 6440 is they'll make you get off the highway at Chesterfield Airport Road. Now, you can stay on Chesterfield Airport Road, and you should be able to get past Baxter. I don't know if you want to get on to Baxter, but you should be able to get past Baxter and eventually up to that ramp before Clarkson that gets you on to eastbound 6440. But the longer we're dealing with that, I mean, Chesterfield Airport Road's not a highway. It can't handle all that, so it's going to be a little rough. So if you're a Westplex driver, and like I said, this wreck's probably going to be there for a while, I would definitely think about 364 or 70 or even 370. Yeah, is it cool, is it all? Isn't it too soon to do this?
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and a lot of people calling about that bad accident on 64 by the smokehouse, I believe, and Boone's Crossing. Lance will update you on what's going on, but it's pretty nasty, and it's going to make, obviously, it's already this bad at 610. And we will get back to your weird celebrity crushes in just a few minutes, but we need to tell a story early because there's some racy language in it.
Yeah, there is. So I did a bunch of comedy this weekend, got back last night, so I wasn't on the show yesterday. And basically, this is how this works at my level. They're like, hey, we want you to come feature in Milwaukee, which is a great club. I've been at before. It's great. And I'm like, okay, great. And they're like, oh.
Feature means what?
You go on right before the headliner.
Okay, and how long of time do you have on a feature?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the headliner will do 45 to an hour.
All right.
So they go, you're going to feature in Milwaukee at this club Bonkers. And I'm like, oh, great.
Bonkers with a Z.
Bonkers with a Z. Yeah. And they're like, and I'm like, oh, great. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then we're going to have you headline this casino in the middle of Michigan the next day. And I'm like,
oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was the conference call you were supposed to do with Rick St. Nick.
Yeah, so if you missed it on Friday, they said Friday morning you got to call Rick St. Nick. You're going to go live on air with Rick St. Nick to promote the show. I'm like, great. So I step out of here. You guys all are giving me trouble about it. I go call Rick St. Nick, and they go, hey, WB, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, hey, it's Sim Convy for Rick St. Nick. And they go, he doesn't work here anymore.
How long had he been gone? Like a month?
No, just like a week.
A week.
And I thought this is Rick St. Nick being goofy because it sounded like he was a fun morning show guy. I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? Thinking there's a punchline in there. Like, last week was his last week. He quit. I'm like, okay, have a great day. And I just moved on. So that's what I'm going into the show with. So the weekend all together was good.
I periodically, by the way, thought of the name Rick St. Nick all weekend and laughed.
Oh, me too.
Laughed to myself.
Me too. It kept coming up, especially as I got closer to the show. So Friday I was in Chicago. It was great. Saturday, did Milwaukee. It was great, except for all of the, you know, throughout the whole casino, they're promoting the shows. So they'll put these big screens up and it'll say, Bonkers tonight, Joe Mackey with opener Tim Convy, C-O-N-V-E-Y. All over the place.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Kind of a bummer. Whatever. Yeah. And then Joe Mackey, who I've worked with before and is one of the greats, when he was on stage, says, let's hear it for Tom up here doing such a great job. So Joe got my name wrong.
Was he messing with you?
No. I've only worked with him once before, and he's a space cadet. He's one of the best comics going. But no, he was completely sincere.
So hurtful.
So then I roll into this Sunday night show, and I was nervous because I'm
headlining. You didn't get to talk to Rick St. Nick to promote the show.
Right. Are people going to show up? It's a Sunday night. They told me I have to be clean. I'm headlining, which is not something
casinos
I do.
Casinos always say that, often. Too.
What?
You have to be clean.
A lot of the times they do. Yes. So I'm just really anxious. So I get to the casino and there is not a person in there under, say, 70 years old.
Okay.
There were some, but it was a lot of old people.
On what night of the week?
Sunday.
A Sunday night.
Wow. Okay.
Casino's packed, but it's all very, very old people. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be really,
that's
really
interesting. That's going to be me someday.
Courtney.
So I'm cruising around the casino, and there's like this information desk right by what I assume is the venue in the casino where the comedy is. And I say, hey, is this where the comedy shows are? And the guy says, oh, yep, they're in there. There isn't one tonight.
Oh, no.
How far had you driven from Milwaukee?
I think 4 from Milwaukee.
Oh, my gosh.
3 or 4. So,
and again, you haven't talked to Rick St. Nick.
Right.
No Rick
St. Nick. So this is in your head.
Right. Oh, and I'm also kind of thinking, is this, oh, and I had checked into the hotel, so at least they had that. Granted, I kid you not, it was under Tom Convy. The hotel. I have my hotel key. It says Tom Convy on it. So so he goes, yeah, no show tonight. And I'm like, well, I guess they're paying me to hang out then. And he kind of looks at me and he goes, oh, wait a minute. And he looks up the thing and he goes, are you Tom Convy? And I go, yeah, no, it's Tim Convy. So then he goes, oh, yeah, they'll get a pretty good crowd in there. 30 seconds after telling me there wasn't a show there, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a disaster. So get checked in, do the whole thing. They want me down there early. I go down there, you know, like an hour before the show starts. And it's just, the room is completely empty. Not even so much as a microphone on the stage. I'm like, what is going on here? What is going to happen? This is terrible. I'm freaking out a little bit. But huge sense of relief at the same time, too. Because 45 minutes for a bunch of people who are elderly, if we're being honest.
Right.
And I'm you know, somewhat relieved. People start trickling in. This one guy comes in. And he's younger for this place. He's probably 60 years old. And he says, he goes, are you the comedian? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you come to a lot of these shows? He goes, oh, yeah, I come every time they do them. It's great. And I go, oh, cool, we'll get a lot of people in here. Oh, he's like, oh, yeah, 100, there'll be 100, 150 people in here. It's great. I'm like, good. I'm like, what kind of stuff? He goes, oh, man, some of the best shows I've ever seen. And I'm like, oh, but I'm also a little anxious because this guy's
like, man, there's high talent here.
Right. And I'm like, well, what kind of stuff? And he goes, oh, I usually take some jokes from the comics and tell them at work the next day.
Oh, yeah, he's one of those.
And he goes, we had this guy here last week, called himself Mr. Unlucky. And I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. Because if there's a comic up there calling himself Mr. Unlucky, I immediately know
what stick is about.
What these people are used to.
It's like the disgruntled clown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm in trouble. So he goes,
He's like, yeah, he goes.
Because you're just telling pretty boy stories, really.
Well, this guy, right. So this guy goes, Mr. Unlucky gets up there and goes, how unlucky am I? My dad used to say, if it were raining whores, you'd get hit by a queer. And this guy says it, and out loud in this room, I go, I am going to bomb.
That is...
Because that's what these people... I'm picturing Mr. Unlucky up there telling that joke. Thunderous applause and laughter throughout the room. I'm like, I'm in big trouble. Like, this guy's telling this joke about, raining. I'm like, you want to hear my hot take on the Me Too movement? Like, this is... This is probably not going to go well. So the room eventually, it fills up. The majority of them are mostly elderly. And I'm not going to tell you it was the greatest show of my life.
But it wasn't terrible.
I hung in there. As we say in the business, I hung in there. People were cool. They came up to me afterward. I took my picture with multiple, 85-year-old women. And I got through it.
All right. I should have given you some money to do a little... lever pulling for me.
Oh yeah, just didn't gamble at all.
So to bring it full circle, Tim Convey was what state was this? Michigan?
It was in Michigan.
This Tim Convey is a lot of Michigan elderly ladies knew Lee Horsley.
No, Tom Convey is a lot of Michigan ladies. Yeah. Good he was point. The headliner that night.
Tom Convey.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine the anxiety you would have.
I was freaking out. When it was over, I was so happy.
I mean, that takes some guts.
It was
it
was something.
And you don't drink, right? Say, man, you were probably kicking some back.
That might have helped.
That's when you decide to drink. All right. Lance has more on that terrible accident that happened late in the 4 o'clock hour this morning on 64.
Yeah, the crash itself is after Boone's Crossing. And I think Courtney mentioned this earlier. Kind of a mental picture by the smokehouse or alongside.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and we'll keep you updated on that accident at 64. I'm not sure if there's anything new, Lance, but just let us know if you want to hop in or hop on at any time and give us an update.
Yeah, no change. They're still diverting traffic eastbound 6440 at Chesterfield Airport Road, and that's quite a diversion because you got to go Chesterfield Airport Road to Baxter South to Wild Horse Creek East. To Chesterfield Parkway West northbound to get to 64. I know. So 364 is probably your best alternate. New crash also southbound 270. They're checking on this report. 270 southbound near Ledoux Road.
Wow, that is a mess. I am looking forward to Friday. Friday, we are broadcasting live from the Schnooks in De Pere, so come join us from 6 to 10, and we're collecting jars of peanut butter for the St. Louis Area Food Bank. So come to Schnooks, grab some peanut butter, drop it off with us, and we'll give you a ticket to the PB&J, Peanut Butter and Jokes comedy show, coming up at the Funny Bone. It's me, Ben Glee, bunch of other comics, so come hang out with us, watch the show, say hello, bring us some peanut butter, and we'll hook you up with some comedy tickets.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being out of the studio. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll let us come indoors. And do our broadcast. Sometimes they make us, honestly, I think they get joy, and I'm talking about our marketing department.
Oh, okay.
In putting us outside in cold times. Oh. Like, we're always outside in the winter.
Is that coming up soon?
Well, Bikes for Tykes is coming up.
We're outside.
Yep.
Always outside. Last year, we were for Toys for Tots. We were broadcasted from 6 to 10 at where were we? Graboid Bluffs,
that's right.
And they did not provide a heater.
I remember listening to you guys. I must have been running late from the old job. Listening to you guys being like, what are they doing?
And you sound drunk.
Yeah,
your mouth gets frozen.
Your mouth
yes, you sound like you're hammered. Just cold.
You happen to also be drunk. And
I may have been. Yeah. It may have been some effects from the night before, right. But I doubt it. We were talking about your weird celebrity crushes that you had when you were young, because... Kevin's wife, Sarah, has all these bizarre ones, and we love her because she's interesting. But I got a call from Pete. He said he had a big thing for Betsy Bruce, just retired last year. He said she got cuter and cuter. Dave called. He had a crush on somebody that's not odd at all. Trish Brown. Remember Trish Brown on Channel 4?
Yeah. Got a couple texts on that, too.
Adorable, perky, kind of the Meg Ryan of weather.
Yeah. St. Louis weather's Meg Ryan.
Yeah, the Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
That Meg Ryan, not the Meg Ryan with John Mellencamp.
Yes, no.
But we got some more texts at 531-9898.
Yeah, the younger Rod Stewart.
Well, that's not crazy. Weird.
Not at all.
The Pointer Sisters, all three of them.
Oh, I know who that is. That's Chris Ritter. He's obsessed with the Pointer Sisters. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anson, so excited.
Anson Williams, Potsy from Happy Days.
That is a weird one. That's bizarre.
When she was six, she was in love with Greg Evigan from BJ and the Bear. So much so.
He was attractive.
Named her dog, named her puppy, BJ.
Yeah, he was a pretty man.
He was was he on My Two Dads?
My Two Dads.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie, Roseanne's sister.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of bizarre, but she is adorable.
Right. And used to live in Edwardsville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joanna Kearns, the mom from Growing
Pains. She was really cute.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend that told another one of my friends that she reminded her of Joanna Kearns, and she was so bothered by it.
Why?
She was much younger, but she does resemble her a little bit. Like a younger version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one should take offense to
that. I think she's adorable. She's so pretty.
David Copperfield.
Oh, man.
The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore.
Really? He's very excitable.
Right. And then there was, well, probably not now, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, he's had some eye work done. He doesn't look like Kenny Rogers anymore. No.
And he's a one-woman kind of man. Wanda Miller locked that up.
Wanda Miller!
Yeah.
All right. Keep texting us your odd celebrity crushes when you were young. 531-9.
Entertainment Schmig.
It is, and it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And let's take a minute and pour some of that Mich Ultra out for Stanley.
Oh, yeah. I know, man. There's a tribute online. There's all his cameos. He created most of our childhoods, you know?
Not mine.
No, not mine either.
But I mean,
I'm going to give you a minute.
What a nice long life, though. 95
right.
years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could sign me up for a life where you live to 95 years old and you create work that is going to live literally forever, right. Spider-Man will be here until the end of time, I would sign right up for that. Yeah, he was with it. He got to do amazing things. That's a pretty good life.
Still relevant and active up until the end of his life. As I like to say, he got his money's worth.
Excelsior.
He died yesterday at the age of 95. I believe complications from pneumonia, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Stan Lee launched Marvel Comics back in 1961 and was one of the creators of Spider-Man, Black Panther, The Incredible Hulk, X-Men, Iron Man, and The Avengers. And of course, all of the actors who play those roles offered their tributes yesterday. GQ's Men of the Year were named yesterday. Michael B. Jordan, Leader of the Year. They say that he is becoming a megastar like Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio and Will Smith. Jonah Hill, also named Director of the Year. Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians, Star of the Year. Robert Mueller was named Master of Silence. And Serena Williams, also named Champion of the Year. As one person said, it's the time's up era. Deal with it.
So I think they had a woman last year, too.
They've started putting one woman in the mix when they name their GQ Men of the Year.
But they really don't have to.
Right.
Nobody would be bothered by that.
Right, right.
I know. I'm not a feminist like Tim because I have yet to see Wonder Woman.
There's a sequel coming out. You should see it before the sequel comes out. Because we're going to ramp up this feminist movement when the sequel comes out. We've all in the meetings, that's all we've been talking about. And I would like for you guys to be a part of it.
Okay, so gender-neutral clothing. Celine Dion has a new clothing line for kids. It's gender-neutral. But the best part is the name. It's called Celine-nu-nu-nu. It's like N-U-N-U-N-U. Celine-nu-nu-nu. She unveils it today. As the wildfires continue to rage on in California, Lady Gaga stopped by a shelter yesterday and spent about an hour and a half there, consoling people, praying with them. There was a 98-year-old woman that she sang with.
She did not wear a bra.
Oh, wow.
That's okay.
No. Gaga?
She's got a tank top on that is cut
she
low.
She has some SB.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. You know what she said to all these people? No. There's 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe and only one does.
She was very sweet and it was nice of her to do it.
I didn't see her boob hanging out when she was talking to the woman.
Strap on a bra.
Maybe she had to run from the wildfire so quickly that she didn't have time.
All right, maybe.
If you have a fire in your house, are you going to slap a bra on before
you run out?
Was that
the story? That she had a fire in her house?
I'm You're creating the story. Up. I'm trying to make you feel bad.
So I was about to take another look at you.
And your boob.
Sandra Bullock also helping out. She donated $100,000 to the Humane Society to help animals affected by the fires.
Pretty awesome. There are all these poor horses. And, you can just see them standing in this charred debris. It's just so sad.
Well, and I know our Humane Society here, like especially in Louisiana when they had in Florida when they had hurricanes, they'll go down and rescue a lot of those animals that have been abandoned. So I'll be curious to see if some of those animals maybe make their way to Missouri and Illinois. There was some goofy song yesterday. And I looked over, and Ryan's watching the trailer for Toy Story 4. Is it online at Y98.com?
Yep.
Your husband, Ryan.
Yes. But another song that you want to hear is Kennedy Holmes. She was on The Voice last night. Here's her performance. All right.
Oh, you missed the low part. It was really good.
Solid.
She closed out the show last night.
Well, and listen,
she's usually, 13.
I know.
Usually the judges tell you, stay away from Beyonce, Mariah, and Celine. But damn, that was good.
Voting's closed. I just tried to vote.
Darn it.
I know.
I think she's going to be safe.
All the young girls are really good. There's another little country girl that is spectacular. And she's like 15.
Yeah.
And she sang a Judd's song. Mm. What's the grandpa song?
Grandpa.
Good old day?
Yeah.
No, that's it.
It was good.
A couple of Judd's fans are
in there. Hey, man, Wynonna puts on a heck of a show at Six Flags. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. And the big concert announcement yesterday, Weird Al Yankovic. Kevin might go see another show.
That's
Fox
right.
Theater.
Yeah. Might. You might go?
Well, it's a weekend show. So I'm in.
I'm going for sure.
It's a weekend show, so if Sarah says no, he's not going.
I know.
That's Entertainment Schmig. We're at 640. I love you, Sarah. And online at Y98.com. Here's Lance.
All right. No. We'll go with our friends. This is 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of bottles and they got this full grown. And all you guys leave your go with our friends. This is 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
Congratulations to Karen Todd of Florissant. She is going to Hockey Fights Cancer Night with the Blues and the Jets Saturday the 24th, Saturday after Thanksgiving. You can buy your theme night tickets, which include a Blues hat, and then you get to pick which color the logo is. Purple is the logo that encompasses all cancer, so that's the hat that Karen's getting. But you can pick whichever hat you want online at stlewisblues.com/theme, and $5 from each ticket goes to Siteman Cancer Center.
All right, I have two dog stories. One's a really crazy good outcome dog story, and one upset me greatly yesterday.
Okay.
And it's local. Which one do you want to hear first?
The upsetting one first.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So yesterday, I follow Spencer Kennel. They're over in Illinois. I think they're in O'Fallon. On Facebook, and they posted the sweetest little dog. Look at this little dog.
Aww.
That's Millie.
Mm-hmm. He looks like Abe.
Millie.
Well, because she looks like my dog Abe.
Okay.
Who's a boy?
Here's what they wrote. Meet Millie. Millie's got gray eyebrows, little gray beard. Her owners just walked in and dumped her off after owning her 12 years.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
What's going on there?
If there's anyone out there willing to open their home to this sweet old lady, let us know. How can you have somebody in your family for 12 years?
And just
who are you?
I know, but guys, listen, I used to feel that way when we would do the different stuff with Stray Rescue and the different organizations. Some people just tie them up in the backyard or leave them on the street. So I get it, and it's terrible, but these are the people that say, hey, we're going to take this dog into a good place.
I'm going to assume the best and say...
Find
there's
somebody.
Something horrible where there's a horrible situation where they knew she needed a better place.
Well, here's what I have to say. Old dogs are really hard to get adopted. Mm-hmm. Because
they're so sweet.
But they're going to get, you don't want Millie to spend the rest of her days in a kennel. You know, that
right.
So if you have room in your home, Spencer Kennel, you can find him on Facebook. Somebody go adopt Millie. Please.
That was not as bad a story. I thought it was going to be a story about
something.
Yeah.
Hurt my heart looking at her face.
I feel like this could be a happy ending. So
I do too.
It's okay.
All right. And we'll post Millie's picture on our Facebook page too. All right. And then this is crazy. So Facebook, I really do forward a lot of, if I come across a missing dog, it's the most helpless feeling when your dog is lost.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be you'd hang signs everywhere, but you have no idea. And it's just the unknown. And so Facebook's really great for missing animals. And I'll try to share them if they're in my area at all. Well, there's a guy, and he's a college student in Tampa. On Thursday, he was at a park, and he was studying for a test he had that night.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was taking a break, he hopped on Facebook, just like we're doing when we're stalling for time, and saw a post about a missing dog. The dog was named Zeus. It knows how to kiteboard. Zeus does.
Wow. Well,
kiteboard.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. What is kiteboarding?
Is that where you're in the water on some sort of surfboard, but you're it's a kite that is pulling you? Like you're also flying a kite, which sort of
pulls
you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Apparently, he was stolen by a guy in his 60s or 70s driving a gray sedan.
What?
This dog can kiteboard. This guy's like, I'm going to make a fortune.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to be rich.
And just as Miguel was reading the post about this dog that was stolen, a guy in his 60s or 70s pulled up to the park in a gray sedan and hopped out with a dog.
And a kite.
No kites. But it was the dog. It
what?
Was Zeus.
Wow.
So Miguel, that's his name, by the way, confronted him. They argued. Miguel yelled, Zeus. And the dog ran right to him.
Wow.
The guy who stole the dog took off, but this guy, Miguel, was able to reunite the dog with his family that night.
Did he get the license plate or anything?
I don't have any of that.
Dog napper?
He missed his test, but the professor, after hearing the story, said he could retake it later. It's all a great story.
I feel like it's all made up because he missed a test. Yeah.
There's pictures. There's photo evidence, Jen.
So there's this dog. He could kiteboard. And,
it's been 24 hours, I need more.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The whole gang's here until the end of the week, and then some are here, some are gone.
Slowly, everyone's going to be leaving.
Thanksgiving's very early this year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But we do have your shopping spree qualifying times, and we'll give you your first chance today to qualify for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. Happens at West County Center on December 14th. 8:10 is your first play time. We play four times a day. 8:10, 11:10, 2:10, 5:10. You just listen for the carolers. Be the 20th caller. We give you $50 just for qualifying to Bravo Cucina Italiana at West County Center. So good luck. Early this morning, we started the show with weird crushes that you had when you were young. And Sarah, Kevin's wife, has the oddest. There's a variety of
so many
outdoorsmen that were much older than her.
Yeah, like Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, if you were in some type of Western back in the 70s or 80s, my wife was in love with you.
She likes ruggedly handsome.
I know.
And also Kevin.
So you've been texting in all morning long and telling us your odd celebrity crush. Not the standard, everybody had a crush on this person.
I liked Jan Hooks from Saturday Night Live. Is that weird?
That's weird. Very weird.
No, I understand that.
Jennifer called in and she said, I'm not trying to get on the air, but seriously, for 20 years, I have had a crush on Lance Hildebrand.
Hello, Jennifer.
Triple L.
She met Lance in like 98 at a media luncheon for the Cardinals. And she said, I thought his voice was sexy, but he was even sexier than his voice.
And 98 was a good year for Lance, too.
98, yeah, he was looking better.
Was that when you had the... did you still have the mullet and the earring back then?
98, no.
98, I think. I know. Hold on, let me think. 98, I had my hair dyed blonde.
What? Nice.
I met you in 99 and you weren't blonde.
I got rid of the blonde right before you started working here.
Oh, damn.
I did that for a while.
Lance used to do something where he would have like a certain hairstyle or a full beard or something. And then we would have pictures taken, like publicity photos, and he would totally just shave his hair and his beard off and do the exact opposite.
That's largely true.
That's very Hildebrand, though.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's like, I like to just mess with everybody.
I got to see some blonde Lance pictures.
Man of mystery, Lance Hildebrand.
There's only a few that exist. Because I think I came in, I told our promotions director at the time, it's like when I had it done, it's like, it's time for pictures. But I don't think we ever had any official station pictures done back.
No, I know. Mm. At my skinniest, we've never had a photo session. Ever. Because I would still be using those pictures. Oh, yeah. I might have been 35 there, but I look good.
You'd still be using it like some people do.
Yes, they do.
In St. Louis. We're not going to name names, but you know who you are.
Yeah, soft 20-year-olds and all.
20-year-old publicity photo.
I'm slightly curious. If Jennifer met me at a media luncheon, does that mean she's in the media?
She worked for the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Uh-huh. And Tim, you took a funny call off the air.
Yeah, Dave called with his, he said he has two unconventional celebrity crushes. I said, who? He said, Dolly Parton. I said, who's the other one? He said, Dolly Parton.
I don't think Dolly is that unconventional. I just like the way he said it.
The two crushes.
And 531-9898 is our text line, and we got a bunch of texts as well.
Yes, ranging everywhere from Alan Alda.
Alan Alda.
That's a fun
Kay
one.
Quinn back in the day and still today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Ike Kinman. Maybe I'm saying the name wrong, but it's the kid from Escape to Witch Mountain.
If you have to say who it is, then it's weird.
Marky Post from Night Court.
Oh, yeah. She had quite a mullet, by the way.
I pulled the picture up because it made me laugh. And, okay, I don't really see the handsomeness, but it's a skier by the name of Franz Klammer.
Oh, Franz Klammer.
Is Franz attractive? No.
How old he kind of looks like Marky Post.
If you want to get your celebrity crush, weird celebrity crush into us, text us at any time, 531-9898.
List missed connections.
Okay. Tuesday.
Lance, you may write in at some point a misconnection about your lovely wife. Now that you can see again. I didn't realize exactly how beautiful you were.
A good idea. I think I'm going to tell her in person later today.
Lance said that it's the first time since he was 6 years old that he did not have to wear some kind of contact or eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Crazy.
Correct. Yeah. Almost 20/20, but good enough. Considering my one eye was 20/1500. We've come a long
way.
That
ain't good.
I don't like the fact that you were driving in here.
No, that was uncorrected.
That was without contact lenses.
That was before contact lenses. So that meant that somebody So that meant a person with 20/20 vision could see something at a third of a mile that I could see if I was 20 feet away.
Ow.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
The new world, Lance.
Indeed.
That voice is 20/20, though.
Hey, dial it in, baby. Let's talk about the, always a good place for love. Hotel lobby. You're in the lobby with your girlfriend or wife. You had just come from the pool. Yum. Couldn't take my eyes off of you, and I think you knew it. Let me know if I can help you out of those trunks and into a dry bed sometime.
Ew.
Look out.
For what?
Misconnections.
We're not mincing around things, not mincing words at all. Missing you. We worked together about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, think about that. We dated for about a month, and you were my first. In fact, we air quote, did it at a local park.
Oh my God.
Had a picnic.
As it were.
A lot of information.
You never forget your first time, and I'm wondering if you're still around. If you know the name of the park, message me back soon.
People are just going to start messaging.
total guessing.
Yeah.
Missed connections.
Love can happen just about anywhere, like at the Blues game. In fact, a couple at the Blues game. We were all hanging out after the Blues game, and I had polite visual exchanges with your husband. I saw him smile back and check out my wife. His wife was a smoking hot blonde. I'd like to chat more if you're up for it.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't get all these husbands who are like looking at each other's wives and then just sign their wives up for a swap.
Well, the interesting thing,
I think it's like, let's all get together.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What?
Interesting thing is the dude, clearly this is a guy who wrote this, who was looking at the other dude, and the other dude was checking out the writer's wife.
Yeah, I don't think these women know what's going on.
No. But they might.
They're like, hey, let's go over to so-and-so's house for dinner. Oh, okay. Do I need to bring some appetizers?
No.
Unfortunately, that's how bad the Blues are. Fans are trying to entertain themselves in other ways at the games. We only have limited. These are the kinds of things that are going on now at Blues games. Wow.
Stop it.
Wow. Tim Comby with the slapshot goal there.
Missed connections.
You closed my trunk. I accidentally left my trunk opened at the store, and you got out of your white truck and shut it for me. I'd like to show you how much I appreciate your kindness by having sex with you.
God, don't ever let someone shut your trunk.
That escalated
quickly. The only way you can take.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Our friend Jill Devine will be out this morning, actually, 10 a.m. until 2, and it's the kickoff for Toys for Tots. This is the time of year when we ask you to donate an unwrapped toy for ages 2 to 18. And you can drop off something at the Sugar Fire at 141 and 44, but all the Sugar Fire locations have drop-off boxes there. So when you go in to get something to eat, bring a new unwrapped toy for someone. Or, you know, older kids, too.
Yeah.
You know, like electronics, that kind of thing. Because they're the ones that usually get forgotten, as well as the really, really young kids. Okay, so yesterday, I see an alert, and it's from the Cardinals. And it says, Monday, November 19th, 11 a.m., at Fox Midwest Live, big announcement.
And the photo, I think, is something.
Yeah, the photo is Ozzie Smith back in the day in the...
But they put a photo, they used that upside down photo. I think you'd think somebody would have caught that.
So it's him doing a backflip.
Yeah.
No, you don't deserve that.
And the email from the Cardinals was, something big is coming. You're going to flip.
All right. So it's going to be Monday. Dan McLaughlin is hosting it. John Mozeliak's going to be there. Bill DeWitt III. Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. Harrison Bader. And Carrie Robinson. former outfielder.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Went to my high school, Hazelwood East, representing.
Oh, I got a hit off him in a charity game one time. And by hit, I mean I grounded out, but I made contact.
It's not a hit.
No, it's an out.
I corrected myself.
So you got a hit off a former outfielder?
Easy, Lance.
So here's what people are guessing. Ozzy replacing Oquendo at third base?
I say no. No way. I don't see Ozzy joining the coaching staff and traveling with the team.
Someone thinks it's maybe they're bringing back the blue 80s uniforms.
That would be...
That's causing controversy. A lot of people don't like it.
I love it.
Is that worth a whole press conference for?
Yes.
Do we need Terry Robinson there for that?
What else do we have going on, Tim?
I still remember. Now, keep in mind, when they went from turf to grass at Old Busch Stadium, number 2, they had a press conference, and they had Stan Musial come out on a riding lawnmower. That was the press conference to announce that they were going to grass. So this should be interesting to see where this is headed.
Somebody said this announcement better be bigger than announcing powder blue uniforms.
Ooh.
I don't think it's going to be that.
Back off.
What else could it
be? Somebody doesn't love the powder blue uniform.
Oh, I do. I would love it, but I just don't think that's what it's going to be. And it feels like it's going to be Ozzy-centric, right?
It has to be something about Ozzy.
Well, let's see. 2019, I believe, would be the 40th anniversary of him starting his career, because he started with the Padres in the late 70s.
Interesting.
So maybe something there.
Him doing some of the broadcasts, maybe?
They got all of us in.
Oh, yeah, what?
Ozzy? New Ozzy?
Up in the booth? I don't know. It's possible.
He's done it before.
Yeah, he's good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Monday, we'll find out. 11 a.m. Are you going to attend?
Monday. I'm gone Monday.
Oh.
You're out of town. It's not about Tim. The new bat boy. He'll do anything for a free Cardinals shirt.
Man. I'd make a really good bat boy.
I also read a story about our former Rams. They have a play called the Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And Halle Berry heard about it and wants to know, what is this play?
Well, because you could hear Jared Goff yelling it in an audible from the line of scrimmage. Halle Berry!
Oh, that's funny.
She said, hold up. She tweeted, hold up. What is a Halle Berry?
And then Jared Goff wrote back, right? And he said, it's my favorite play of all time.
He was excited. She heard of it.
Of course.
And then the coach said he designed and named the play. And he wouldn't say why he named it that, other than to say, she's a very attractive woman that players know. And it's related to the play.
I have
no idea. But anyway, when they used this play, it resulted in an 8-yard pass from Goff to tight end Tyler Higbee. And the team is being secretive because they don't want their opponents to know the play. When you yell Halle Berry, we're going to know what the play is.
Yeah, right. I like everything about this except the Rams.
I know. It still hurts.
It does. Too soon. Lance Hildebrand now. It's the heart of the rush hour, and it's been difficult from the get-go.
Y98, the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Do not forget that this Friday we are broadcasting live from the Schnucks in De Pere. So come see us, come hang out, and more importantly, when you're there, pick up some peanut butter and drop it off with us. We are collecting peanut butter for the St. Louis Area Food Bank, and for every jar you give us, we'll give you a ticket to the Peanut Butter and Jokes PB&J Comedy Show. That's coming up next month at the Funny Bone. It's me and a bunch of other great comedians. So come over Friday in the morning, 6 to 10. We'll be there. Come hang out for the broadcast and grab some peanut butter for us for
you
a good cause.
Some breakfast at Culinaria.
Oh man, that Schnucks De Pere is the real deal.
They have a breakfast bar. I took Nora there one day and they'll make pancakes for you.
Oh, nice.
They have a griddle and everything.
A griddle?
Yes. A griddle. A griddle.
People kept bragging about this mini mart we're getting. It has not impressed me yet.
No?
The one here?
Do you prefer it to what the situation was
for
before?
Sure, but I've yet to buy really anything. Really? Where are the hard-boiled eggs, people?
I know, and they restocked it the other day, and I almost gave the guy trouble, but he had headphones in.
Well, I would have interrupted him. I already sent a note once. That's a perfect... You know how many people work here early?
Yeah.
A lot of us.
You know what? If it doesn't pick up, I'm going to side hustle it to the kitchen.
Side hustle it. Sell it for $4 an egg.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Oh, my God. I could sell it for $1 an egg.
No, $4. You'll make way more money.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's like three times more money.
All right. So I'm mad I didn't have this yesterday when we had Alex and Allie in for our Millennial Monday.
Yeah.
But it's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for Monopoly.
You can't wait until Monday for this one.
So I've never liked Monopoly. Who here loves Monopoly?
Not really love it, but
I love it. I'll play it. The question really is, who's made it through a game of Monopoly?
Right.
Because I have not.
Man, I remember as a kid in the summertime, we had marathon Monopoly games that would go on for days.
No.
I mean, it's not like we played them nonstop.
Oh,
we'd play for a while, we'd get bored, and we'd come back and resume them.
That's like Risk. Yeah,
it's like Risk, right?
Risk was a little more entertaining because you were battling people for land.
Last Christmas, our Monopoly game sat on the dining room table for days. And then finally, I was like, I'm packing this thing up. My brother and I used to get frustrated, and someone would inevitably flip the board.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I quit.
And that's when you saw that they were hiding money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cheaters. Oh, that was me. All right, so you know they have a ton of different versions of this game.
Oh, there's like St. Louisopoly.
It's crazy.
All sorts of ones.
Well, you know that they were just a bunch of old people in a room going, I got it. Monopoly for millennials.
Every game piece is a participation trophy.
Well, the game pieces are kind of funny. Let me just tell you. So in this version, players don't buy up properties because millennials can't afford to buy houses when they're spending their money on avocado toast.
Oh, God.
Lord.
So instead, the game employs stereotypes of the millennials.
No.
Players buy experiences.
Oh, boy.
Like going to the vegan bistro.
Oh, my God.
Or crashing on their friend's couch.
And they crowdfund so that they can buy Park Place.
Well, skip the boardwalk in favor of week-long meditation retreat.
This can't be real.
This isn't Monopoly at all.
Whoever has the most debt gets to roll first.
What, in real life?
In real life.
Wow.
You know, the back of the board just bugs me. It says, Monopoly for millennials. Adulting is hard. Stop. Can we stop using being an adult as a verb? Adulting is hard. No.
Okay, hashtag is one of the playing pieces.
What else?
It's not a verb. That's a...
sunglasses.
A gerund, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Present participle? Something like that.
Oh, way to go, Priory.
Gerund?
Well, when people say, like, I'm adulting, knock it off.
Yeah.
They should have had a selfie stick. Sunglasses. Is that just a regular bicycle? I can't really tell.
It's Oprah's electric bicycle.
Yeah, Mr. Monopoly in the picture is wearing sunglasses and taking a selfie. Just the picture is disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's just a bad idea. It's pandering.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's already...
Says the show that does Millennial Monday every Monday.
Ouch.
Burn.
It's Food Stuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. One location down on Southampton, one location at the Del Mar Loop. We are also live on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. If you're not following us, you're crazy. At Courtney & Co. Y98. Hop on there.
Did you look at that picture that Jen posted over the weekend on our Instagram page, the tennis shoe?
I did.
What did you see?
Pink.
I saw pink, too.
Really? Yeah, that means your eyes are... having problems.
I saw the seafoam in gray first.
Yeah.
And then it switched.
Yeah.
And I only saw the pink and white.
We talked about it yesterday. I got a text actually yesterday late in the show that showed a picture of both. You can see it both ways. You can see it pink. And then
they alter it.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
The Yachty thing. Remember that? Yachty?
Yes.
Yes.
The audio. That's weirder
Laurel.
Than even the video. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still am disturbed by that.
I know.
Oh, wait, Jen, you're saying you didn't see pink?
Nope.
And you're saying your eyes are better if you see?
That's what she's saying. Yeah. Most of our listeners said they saw the gray and sea foam as well.
The younger listeners did, yeah.
I used that line yesterday. You can't hop on my line.
Laurel.
Oh, that's so weird.
What do you hear?
Just now I heard Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
That's what I heard.
That's what I hear.
So into it. Anyway, all right, let's talk some food. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. You know, they've been talking champagne of beers for a long, long time. And now you'll be able to buy it in gold champagne bottles. Miller has sold them before in Chicago, Milwaukee, but this Christmas season, they're rolling them out nationwide.
That's funny if you have a Miller fan in your life.
$3.49. Champagne of beers.
Who's the banquet beer?
Coors. Sorry, Coors.
He got his eyes fixed and his voice is failing now.
I know. I gotta keep going south for work.
It would be funny to bring a champagne bottle of Miller to a New Year's Eve celebration.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Cute.
Adorable. You heard it here first.
Foodstuffs.
Okay, Starbucks holiday drinks. You guys into them?
No.
Nope. I've tried a couple. I tried the eggnog latte. And yesterday I tried the gingerbread latte with coconut milk.
Ooh. Was it good?
No.
It was all right.
Eggnog latte sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You have to love eggnog, though.
I love eggnog.
I do, too.
They've got different Starbucks around the world have all different drinks. Black Forest Frappuccino, for example, in Brazil. Fudge hot chocolate in Germany. Why can't we bring that over here? Cranberry white chocolate mocha latte in Mexico.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of white chocolate.
I don't love it either.
I don't know that word, but Christmas panettone.
Oh, panettone. It's the bread. It's the Italian bread.
Oh, I know exactly what it
is. So good.
It's a fruitcake flavored latte with dried fruit bits on top. They do that in
Italy?
China.
Oh.
China.
In China.
They don't do it in Italy because they don't have Starbucks.
Yeah, they don't. They're not into that.
No Starbucks over there?
No, I didn't see one. There was one place in Florence called Arnold Coffee, and it said an American coffee experience. And I was like, who goes to Italy for an American coffee experience? No.
Arnold Coffee.
Although I did discover, I tried a fancy coffee. I bought it at Bed Bath & Beyond World Market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made with chicory.
Oh, chicory root?
What's that?
It's disgusting.
It's a little smoky.
Don't ever, ever buy it. It is the worst coffee I ever had in my entire life.
But what's chicory?
I don't know. Something.
I don't know.
And I thought it sounded fancy.
If no. I remember correctly, way back, and this is back, there was a coffee shortage.
Yes, that was it. And they had to
substitute it with chicory. Yeah.
Really? Oh, it's bad.
I'm sorry. You like your coffee, too. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this is crazy. Just Saturday night, a 42-year-old woman named Kimberly Gable in St. Petersburg, Florida, was at a Red Lobster. She was drunk, bothering other people. The manager asked her to leave. She stormed out, cursing the whole way. But right before she left, she stopped at the tank in the lobby where there are a bunch of live lobsters.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is going.
She reached in. She grabbed one.
She fled.
And she took off.
Mm-hmm.
The store called 911. Cop tracked her down nearby, still swearing, still very angry. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication, but she didn't have the lobster anymore.
Where was it?
It's still on the loose. We don't know.
Well, it's not on the loose because its claws were all,
tied
up. Really?
Kevin, you're the Red Lobster.
No, if it's a Red Lobster, its claws are tied. I don't believe they take the little rubber bands off.
They don't. Poor lobster.
No. Poor lobster wasn't exactly in for a solid fate in the tank, so I don't think it got much worse, right?
Well, I don't really know. Ended on a downer.
All right.
We could talk about something else.
No.
More ice cream in 2019. That's what the experts are saying.
Oh, but that's the trend?
That is the trend.
Like more ice cream flavors?
Well, trendy new parlors like that salt and straw one we talk about where they're putting like pig's blood and ice cream and stuff like that. We're going to see more and more.
But what about like that new place, that ice cream sandwich place?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there
yet. That looks spectacular.
Mm-hmm. It's in the loop, right?
Uh-huh.
When you have like clementines and ices plain and fancy that do all those like
I love ices
great
plain
flavors.
And fancy. Yeah.
And boozy flavors.
See, boozy ice cream. That's a cheery note to end on. Boozy ice cream, everybody. That's Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig. Let's do it. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Mm.
little local schmig. You want to know where Drizzy was dining over the weekend before a show at Enterprise Center?
Dying to know.
That's Drake, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently not once, not twice, but three nights in a row went to Louis in Clayton.
Nice.
Yeah. Their Instagram account, Louis on Demun, posted a picture and they said, cooking for at Champagne Poppy and his amazing team three nights in a row has us all feeling pretty special.
I hope they parked properly because every time I'm anywhere in Clayton, I get a parking ticket.
I have a feeling he was probably, what, staying at the Ritz maybe? And
yeah, for sure.
And maybe had a driver.
And I think he was here like pretty early for that show, it sounds like.
Yeah, because his show was on Saturday night and he visited after they closed Thursday during regular dinner service Friday and then again after they closed right after he performed on Saturday. The management contacted the restaurant about a visit. They were super excited. By the way, they've apparently been, open for like a year, but it was the people that used to run King Louis, which is now a converted event space where Lance Hildebrand had his wedding reception.
Lovely.
City Cottage on Shoto at 39th. Yeah. That's the old King Louis.
It's called a full circle moment here on the morning show. One degree of separation from Drake. Not really. Double date going on. Chris Pratt and his girlfriend Katherine Schwarzenegger recently went on a double date with her dad Arnold and his girlfriend.
Is that your Arnold?
Heather Milligan.
Hey, Courtney, it's changing. I'm getting older. We went and saw Jingle All the Way 2. More Turbo Man for your Christmas season.
Okay. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, double elimination, Juan DePablo and Grocery Store Joe both got the boot.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally.
Jam. What? He was on borrowed time.
Since week one.
Yeah, come on. Nikki Glaser got kicked off before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mary Lou Retton?
Joe?
Every female got kicked off.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Except I will tune in for the finale because I think Nikki will be showing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vanessa Marcil, who is married to Brian Austin Green.
Yes.
And you know now he's married to Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
She says he hasn't seen their 16-year-old son, Cassius, in 5 years.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not good.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Just wanted everyone to know that.
He's with Megan Fox now.
Yes. Yes. Wow. They were together, then they split, then they got back together.
And she had another baby?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. No one has figured this out. Christina Aguilera did a show last week in New Orleans, and the night before her show, she was in town and went to a bar. She was like, oh, this is fun. There was a band playing, and she thought it would be fun to get up on stage and, like, play with the band.
Yeah, it would.
Except she went up to sing, and they said no.
What?
She said, that's okay, and she, you know, let them play, but somebody caught it on video. So the next night, she is up on stage and tells the story. She said, the guy from the band would not give up his mic. He was older and wasn't feeling it.
He probably didn't know who she was.
He didn't.
Yeah.
She said, it's okay. I'm just going to have to part ways. Be on my merry little way. Find somewhere else to go. So the band leader talked to a TV station and he said he didn't recognize her. He wishes he'd handled it differently and wants her to come back to sing with him now that she knows who she is.
Missed it.
Too bad. Yep. So sad. Christina Aguilera, how do you not recognize her?
Good for her for just being cool and being
she really was cool.
Because that could have been a really bad diva moment.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're like, this is going to make an even better story on stage because I'm going to name drop the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people love it when you say, hey, I went this place in your town and the band leader turned me away. Alex Trebek. You want to know which contestant he hates the most on the show?
Like he's going to name names? Bob Johnson.
No, like the type of player.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like contestants that jump all over the board. He likes you to go with Houghton Potables for 200 and then just go 400, 600, 800.
I like to jump it around because sometimes they get on a category. I'm like, I got nothing for this category.
Yeah, right. You don't like it and then you go to a different one.
Yeah.
Or somebody else picks the category and then you get the answer. Stop judging Trebek.
Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
Okay, Courtney loves Seinfeld, we know. There's a new death, well, there's a death metal band called Grindfeld.
Oh, no.
They have an EP coming out. This is a great stocking stuffer for Courtney. Now she's going to get 15 of them.
No, I do not like death metal.
Okay, they sing songs based on episodes of Seinfeld.
That is awesome.
Like, what are their songs?
Do we get to hear any?
No.
Some other time?
Merv Griffin talk show set.
Right. Kramer's got a mail truck!
Kennedy Holmes was on The Voice last night, live performance, and we'll get the results tonight. Fingers crossed. She sounded amazing. She sang Beyonce's Halo. So I have a feeling.
Closed out the show.
Yes. Yeah. She's going to do
well. I hope
well.
She wins.
A 100th episode of Black-ish tonight on ABC. It's their Prince tribute episode. 24/7, the match, Tiger versus Phil on HBO. This is the behind the scenes before their Thanksgiving weekend pay-per-view match. And for Kevin, on Netflix, the series premiere of She-Ra and the Princess of Power.
My daughter is all about it.
Is it animated?
It's animated. It's a new reboot. Yeah. She's extremely excited about it.
And she is, what is her relation to He-Man?
That is He-Man's twin sister, Adora, from the planet Etheria, I believe.
We've run out of time. Celebrity birthdays, and with celebrity birthdays, a pretty cool story that happened to one of Tim's friends at Stephen Colbert. I don't know if you are ready for this. Okay, before we get to celebrity birthdays, Tim has a story. We ran out of time during Entertainment Shmig, but it's very funny about what happened to one of his friends at Stephen Colbert last night.
Yeah, so my buddy Andy is Australian. He's in town because we're going on this road trip next week. So
he's in the States.
He's in the States, right. You're right. He's in New York.
You keep saying in town, and I think he's here.
Oh, sorry.
But he is going to be here.
He's in New York because we leave from New York for this road trip. I'm out of here on Friday to fly to New York. So he and his girlfriend went to Colbert last night. And he's Australian. He does radio in Australia. And I've showed you guys the video before. He's friends with Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. So they're front row on Colbert last night. And they didn't know it, but Hugh Jackman was the guest. So
that's funny.
He had gotten tickets through some contact.
Yeah. So they couldn't believe it. But Hugh, that they know. So Hugh Jackman comes out and sees them in the front row and walks out before he sits down on the couch with Colbert and hugs them.
He's
and makes
looking
a big
for
deal.
Him at first.
Yes, because someone had told them, hey, Andy Lee is here. So he goes and looks for him and finds him. But Andy had no idea that it was him on the show. So then Colbert, who doesn't have any idea who they are, he then steps around and goes and gives them a hug before the interview even starts.
Very cool.
If you saw Colbert last night and saw that, that's my buddy Andy that we're going on this trip with.
Okay, celebrity birthday time.
That was kind of a name drop, Kevin.
I know. I kept waiting for the name drop.
A name drop.
Too late.
Name drop.
And also, we talked about it in the 640, but we didn't talk about it in the 840. It's like the reverse of happy birthday. Stanley died yesterday at the age of 95.
Good run.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Listen, he got his money's worth, is what I like to say.
Yeah, definitely.
But happy birthday to Jimmy Kimmel.
Mmm.
Mmm. 50.
I like how he's got such a good relationship still with Sarah Silverman. Like, he went to her
induction on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He said 50?
50.
48.
No, I think he's older. I think he's like 53.
I'm going to say 46.
Wow, he's 51.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He looks better than he did when he was on The Man Show.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Aging well.
How about Mr. Big? Chris Noll.
Oh, that's a tough one.
He's up there.
From Sex and the City and The Good Wife?
I'm going to say 60.
I think he's older.
Yeah, Law and Order.
I think he's 64.
He is 64.
Wow.
Good job, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
How old is Gerard Butler?
Another one I think is older than...
Because he hasn't been around that long.
Right.
But I think he got famous late in life.
Yes, I agree.
Snowing, by the way.
Oh, man. 42.
Was this called for today, Jen?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's 47.
I don't think he's there yet. 46.
Double
did
fours.
Everybody? Oh, you say double force?
I said 42.
49.
Whoa! Oh,
I'm way off.
Yeah. Happy birthday to everybody. If it's your birthday on the 13th, have a lucky birthday. Have a great day.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Courtney, Jen, Tim, Kevin, Lance has left us. But we want to remind you, Jill will be out live broadcasting from the Sugar Fire on 141 and 44. It's our kickoff for Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. So stop by, see Jill, bring a toy, and all the Sugar Fire locations we've partnered with every year. And you can always drop off at any of the locations.
Yeah, and they do a great thing where one of their specials, like a dollar from each
on
special
Tuesdays,
goes to Toys for Tots. And they always bring a big check by.
Yeah.
So thank you to Sugar Fire for being a great partner.
And it feels like the perfect chilly day for the kickoff for Toys for Tots.
Absolutely. It does.
Flurry's happening right now. All right, let's talk to Tim about being single. So what do you think about it, Tim?
It's lonely.
Okay. Kevin's favorite website, Wallet Hub, has released the best and worst cities for single people.
I'm going to guess that we're not in the top 20 for best.
You're not, but it's based on 182 cities, and St. Louis looks pretty good.
Oh, okay.
31st.
And
for singles?
Good places to be single.
Bad. That's good.
Yes.
Probably good places to be single and 25.
What city do you think it is?
Pardon me?
What's the best city to be single?
Oh.
It's based on 34 different factors.
New York?
Cost of dinner? Nope. At restaurants, drinks, percentage of population that's single, activities, online dating opportunities.
San Francisco.
San Antonio, Texas.
San Francisco is third.
San Antonio.
Denver.
Denver is two.
Oh, wow.
Minneapolis.
No.
They are ninth.
Chicago.
Is Chicago one?
Chicago, no. Chicago is like sixth.
What's number one?
Hotlanta.
Oh,
nice. Hotlanta is number one. The worst place, by the way, Brownsville, Texas.
I had to get out of Brownsville.
Mm-hmm. Don't go back to Brownsville. Yeah. All right. And you're going to be spending the holidays with your family. I don't know if anybody gives you lots of grief during the holidays about being single. Do they? I think it's worse for women. Maybe.
No, I have a joke about that. They don't anymore. Because
they don't ask
they've given up. Like last Christmas, for the first time in forever, nobody brought it up. And I was like, oh, they've all given up. They've moved on.
No.
Well, I have ways for you to respond to relationship questions at Thanksgiving. First way, so somebody asks you about it, you say this. Still solo, but I've been killing it at work.
Unfortunately, they listen, so they know that's not true. I can't lie about it.
Okay, next one.
I'm dating, which is true.
It's more like I'm dating and I don't want to talk about it. Because if you say I'm dating, that begs a follow-up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
How, who? What's her
name? Yeah, have we met her yet? Why aren't you bring her?
A few ants that really get after it.
All right. This is dumb. It wasn't meant to be.
Just in reference to, I'm not supposed to be with somebody?
Yes. Yeah.
Or in reference to, the last relationship?
Yeah. That's sad. No, I think it's just in general.
And then you're supposed to say, what's been going on in your life? Yeah. Get really angry.
Yeah, my family's much more brutal than this. This is kind conversation people will give up.
You guys pile on.
Oh, yeah. My aunts are get me cornered and go for it.
Okay. I like the last one the best. Let me just hurry through these. If you are in a relationship and they want to know, where's the ring? When am I going to get my grandchildren? You're supposed to say, we're enjoying ourselves and taking things slow.
Okay.
All right.
My Aunt Susie cut through that real fast.
I know. Saying. You know the brutal ones. And then here's another response if somebody asks you. You'll definitely be the first to know.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Okay. And finally, this is the last thing you say.
It's none of your beeswax.
No, it's even better than that. Relationship questions are off limits until we finish pie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.